This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, my brother and sister firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial, mechanics, construction, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, thanks for rolling America along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things we have there to take advantage of. All right, right now joining us, Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Sure, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, the United States of America, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, the big story of the day, no matter how you look at it, no matter how you put it, no matter which of the 100 or so stories that are out there, is the billionaire degenerate Jeffrey Epstein dies after hanging himself in a cell. Now, we're not even sure that's how he died because the coroner has not said yet. And two immediate federal investigations by the DOJ and the federal prisons system have been launched right now into this shocking, shocking death. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, everybody should be very, very angry about this. If you have somebody who not 2 weeks ago was put on suicide watch, he's a high value, a high profile prisoner, someone who should have been looked at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every second of those hours,
mm-hmm.
And he hangs himself. He commits suicide. This is unacceptable on every level.
Okay.
And it takes a willing suspension of the laws of probability,
mm-hmm.
that this guy was able to commit suicide while on suicide watch at his level of profile. Unbelievable. This is nefarious at its roots. Someone set this up. Someone took money for it. Some very, very high value individual,
mm-hmm.
is the one behind this, and we need to get to the bottom of it. If we do not, and if this goes into the mist, then our justice system is broken beyond repair. We live within a two-tier system, and the Constitution means nothing anymore.
Well, you won't get any arguments from me on that, and it was pointed out by some people who have been in jail, who are aware of this facility, who know what it's about, and in the type of cell that this gentleman was in, Mr. Epstein was in, there were no sharp objects. Everything had been removed pretty much from the cell. And by the way, there was no place to hang yourself from.
Yeah, this is the story that came out with Fox that I thought was very much glossed over yesterday, was that someone took him off suicide watch and they don't know when.
Right.
Well, I want to know who, I want to know when, Who made that decision? That's a very big thing here.
All right.
And Attorney General Barr should have impounded
right.
this man's body and yeah. brought it to a secure facility before anything happened.
Well, I'm not sure that that's not being done, but hold on. We have a caller. All right, Ian, go ahead. You got a question again?
No, I got a statement because I know Frank Salvano is a stand-up street smart guy.
He is.
And I'm going to say this. Don't expect more people to turn up. Car crashes, drownings, hangings, plane crashes, ODs, that never ever took drugs in their life, because whoever took money that made this happen, if they think they're going to live, forget about it. They
okay.
They better find a hole to go fight, hide in. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Well, you know, Frank, this is you came from Chicago, right?
No, absolutely.
I came from New York, and this is not uncommon.
He is 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
Unless this was an incredibly high-paid group of soldiers of fortune
mm-hmm.
who can disappear into the mist, mm-hmm. the people who thought that they were going to get a little money off of this,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a litany of people disappearing or found up dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is big stuff, people. We have to get to the bottom of this, and there better be some high-profile people going to jail over this. Otherwise, we are getting snookered.
Yep.
And as I said before, if the justice system means there's a two-tier system,
mm-hmm.
the Constitution is dead.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I've received, since this started, this story, emails and Facebook instant messengers, well over 2,000. Matter of fact, I'm approaching 3,000 right now and on the Epstein death. And not one that I've read. And I've read about 210 or 20 of them because I've tried to pick out the subject matter that, that got my interest. Not one has agreed with the story we're hearing. They all believe something nefarious happened here. Everybody.
It had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's on a suicide watch, especially at a level of his profile,
yep.
they're watched every second of the hour.
And they have cameras.
Mm-hmm. And they have cameras. So suddenly the cameras don't work. Suddenly he's taken off suicide watch.
Mm-hmm.
This is you have to be a moron to believe that he committed suicide.
Well, we need to find out who took him off suicide watch, first of all. That's where it'll start, right?
We have to know that. That's
mm-hmm.
number one, because then you follow the money.
All right, well, hang on, because we're going to come back with more. And I guarantee you this is going to get interesting, because I'm telling you, I told everybody that was listening earlier that when we got to hour number four, Frank Salvato and I were going to burn it up, and boy, are we. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And hey, everybody, let me tell you about the brand new Nissan Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup that I'm driving from Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Now, this truck rides better than a car, and that's no joke. And the leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat and power-adjustable lumbar support, too, are so comfortable. And it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system, too. I can rock the house, believe me. Now, remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan, where all active-duty military veterans, first responders, active or retired, plus our 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving you literally thousands of dollars on your brand-new Nissan vehicle. Now, don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for life, plus much, much more. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095. Locations in Crystal River and Newport Richey, and the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership in Homosassa Springs, plus Moss Family Chevrolet on Northdale Mabry and Carrollwood. And coming soon, another Moss Nissan dealership in Tampa. That's Moss Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save another $500 on whatever deal you make. Tell them when you go in the door, the captain sent you. That's $500 right off the deal. 727-815-3095. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is back. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Well, back to where we were at, and I know we need to move on, but still, let's just review what we talked about. Now, Jeffrey Epstein was supposedly on suicide watch, but somebody took him off it. We need to know who the somebody is, correct?
Absolutely. This is where it all starts. This is where any good investigation would start. Why was he taken off? Who took him off? Mm-hmm. What was the criteria for taking him off?
Mm-hmm.
Even if he was taken off, how come he wasn't ordered to be watched 24/7 because somebody had threatened him? If they say, hey, he didn't try to commit suicide, he was attacked by somebody. If I'm the warden, do I make sure that he's alone ever? No.
And the second thing is there were cameras in this facility. And the cameras were set up so they could watch not only the general population area, but so they could watch the cells. And we're being told, at least I've heard, the cameras may have malfunctioned during this episode.
How convenient that they would malfunction. You know, anybody buying that shouldn't vote because they're too stupid.
And,
you know, this is a very well-orchestrated thing that happened here, and a lot of money changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody's been wanting to point their fingers at the Clintons, and, well, I'll tell you, that would be my number one suspect as well. But there are a lot of very wealthy people that could have stood to have gone down and been imprisoned and had lose everything that they have if this guy would have started singing. So make sure people don't get tunnel visioned on the number one suspect and start looking at the other very wealthy people that used to hang with him.
Right. And the business agent of the local correction officers union said, this is him, this is not anybody that we heard from at the New York City level, said that they had just changed the schedule for the guards. They were down two guards on this shift, and they were supposed to be doing scheduled rounds where they go around every so many hours or minutes, whatever it was, and that had been changed too.
Well, okay, fine, for the schedule being changed. This guy was under suicide watch until he was taken off. Why weren't U.S. Marshals watching this guy 24/7, 365, every second of those hours?
Mm-hmm.
This guy was a high-value federal prisoner who could have implicated ex-presidents and CEOs of some of the biggest financial firms in New York, in the world.
And then
he should have been watched every single second. So I don't care if a schedule was changed on somebody who was supposed to be watching him. How come the federal government didn't have somebody staring at him? Why? Because whoever did it had big connections into the federal government and was able to make sure that people were looking the other way.
Yep.
The American people are not stupid, and they're not going to put up with this. You and I were talking on the break.
Mm-hmm.
You want the spark that lights the fire to see the people stand up and say no more? This is the spark.
Yeah, and I will also say that somebody told me, they said, don't be surprised if they didn't switch bodies. And this was actually came from somebody. So they switched bodies, and Epstein's alive and being hidden somewhere.
Do you have enough money to be able to pay people off? This is something that has to be looked into. Don't discount anything, even the wildest thought on this one. Because when you have people with this much money threatened, their livelihoods threatened, their freedom being threatened, in this elitist class that thinks they can get away with anything, anything is possible. That's why this has to be the last time this happens.
Mm-hmm.
The last time. And people have to pay for this up and down the line. It has to stop here.
Don't disagree with you, folks. He's Frank Silvano, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and that's why we talked to him. Frank and I have been talking back and forth for, God, 20 years. All right, well, here's Eric in Seminole. He says, sorry, sir, I can't stay away. Why wasn't he, as Frank said, under the custody of U.S. Marshals or even brought to the brig at Quantico like murderous mobsters were back in the day?
Bingo. Bingo. Mm-hmm. With a guy this high profile, why wasn't he being held just for protective custody there? But why wasn't he at Supermax for protective custody?
Mm-hmm.
This is why this thing stinks from top to bottom. This guy was just this high value target was being held just at a regular intake center in New York, in Manhattan. Are you serious?
Yeah. Now, I want to get on to something different here because we can dwell on this all day long and we're not going to solve anything. We're going to have to wait and see what happens, unfortunately. But the indication now from the general public with what we're starting to see with some of the polls across the country is that maybe, just maybe, some of the blacks and some of the Latinos have had it with the Democrats, give free stuff and this, that, and the other, because it goes against their family values, where they work hard to get something, they've got a business, they've sweated and toiled for years and years and years, and now people are going to get stuff for free, and that's not settling well with many in the minority communities around America.
Well, of course it isn't. That's why you saw an elevated voter turnout in Mr. Trump's first election by the Latinos and the black community, because they're tired of being told that they're victims. Mm-hmm. You know, the victimhood mentality in this country is foisted upon people. It used to be the land of opportunity. Now, because everybody has to be a victim, they have to want something for nothing. Well, there's a lot of people in this country who don't believe that's so.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to switch gears because I want to get a couple things in here to kind of highlight or lighten things up a little. You ready?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work for me.
Well,
yeah,
it'll work for me right now, because here's the deal. Al Gore claims that climate change that he predicted is right in plain sight because of all the hot weather across the country.
Yeah, that's why all of Florida is underwater like he predicted.
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying 12 years from now everything's going to be underwater, but that was 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is anybody who's still believing that catastrophic global warming is going to cause the loss of everything is not looking at the facts.
And then we've got
is there climate change? There always has been. We live in a climate that has a cyclical.
And then go ahead. I'm sorry. Then we got Al. I'm trying to get a couple things in here. Then we got Al Green.
Yeah, yeah.
Al Green, who wants President Trump impeaches the impeachment proceedings to start like right now, because Jerry Nadler said that they were already formally going about it. And he said he wants all of the donors for Donald Trump revealed.
Well, this guy is, I won't say he's a gift that keeps on giving, he's like a gnat that keeps buzzing around your face and you get your hand full. You know, impeachment, number one, and they're forcing this on the American people and giving disinformation. Impeachment happens in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, impeachment happens in the Senate. And committees can't just start doing this. It has to come in with an official vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when Jerry Nadler said, okay, impeachment proceedings have already begun. Really? When was that vote? Can you document that for me?
That's right.
There was no vote to start anything. These people are saber-rattling to try to either get back in the headlines so they can be in front of a camera, or diverting from the fact that Democrats have done zero run interference for, I don't know, people who like to off people in prison.
Yeah, it is collusion delusion.
Almighty.
All righty, Frank, let your blood pressure go down. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, my buddy Frank Silvano, everybody. And I'll tell you what, I knew he'd get it stoked up because he knew that I was going to, because I've been waiting all morning to get that one going. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This morning, we did receive that tip from the Taylor family that they believe to have video of Watson on their Ring camera device.
That's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Roush announcing that Curtis Watson, the dangerous inmate that escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, is back in custody. Roush says he got word Sunday morning that he was in the Henning area after a couple called police to say they spotted him. After that, Roush says it didn't take long for law enforcement to spring into action.
Within 30 minutes, hundreds of law enforcement was on scene and in that area.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Race when she is up for re-election. Holy cow. I may have to move to Minnesota just to become a resident so I can vote for her.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for a beach and boating forecast. First one of the week, Monday morning. Well, let's get right to it because we have got a barn burner of a day in store here. And by that, I mean it's going to be a scorcher again down here in Tampa Bay and the Nature Coast and all of the Sun Coast. We'll have some scattered showers, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low tonight around 80. By the morning, it's going to turn around and go right back up. Chance of precipitation 20%, but after 8 a.m., after 8 a.m., it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 91 with a heat index values as high as 106 inland. Now, the calm wind will become west 5 to 7 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation this afternoon, 50%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half an inch are possible. Now, the Monday morning beach and boating forecast, winds out of the west-southwest, 6 to 12 miles per hour along the beach, and we may have some stronger gusts and thunderstorms. It'll be smooth this morning with a 1 to 2 foot light chop later on. Gulf water temperature 92 degrees. And the bay water temperature, 87 degrees. Wow. Here we go again with that. High Gulf water temperature. Now, High tide coming at 2:54 a.m. Low tide is going to happen in about 1 minute here. 5:37 a.m. on the low tide. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at Freedom Boat Club, because the numbers at Freedom Boat Club tell an amazing story. Now, when you join Freedom Boat Club, you've got access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations located in the U.S. of A., 3 in Canada, and 2 in France. Yep, I said France. By the way, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports, with 2 more coming, and there's a rumor that they're going to Gainesville. So right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're an active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of your $1,000 on your one-time membership fee, a total of $1,500. All you got to do is pay the balance due on the membership, and then after that, you pay a monthly charge. That's it. You're in Lake Glen. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations, and I mean all of them, all 185. And all you got to do is go to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, or call them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you even more, and you might get a free boat ride out of it. By the way, if you want a free boat ride, all you got to do is call them up, and they'll take you out and show you what it's about. Now, if you want to go out in the evening, they can certainly do that, because they've got the evening cruises that go out in the bay from various locations around Tampa Bay. You go out there and have a very nice little cruise and go from there. So there you go. There you be. All right. Now, obviously, the big story of the day is going to be the Epstein story. And was he whacked? Wasn't he? What happened? How did it happen? Who did what to who and all that stuff? But there is another major story right now, a world story that's breaking that you're not hearing anything about. And this is the first time I'm going to mention it. Hong Kong. There is a big time escalation that's gone on there between the police and a massive crowd of 10 to 20,000 people that formed when the police told them they could not protest anymore and warned them. So, the crowd went on, marched along, tear gas was fired into the crowd and a rail station, and local media reported that it was the first time police had used this tactic to disperse people, although other people were charging into the subway station, and the police apparently were firing at protesters at point-blank range. Several officers were also filmed chasing and harming, if you will, protesters that were there. Now, from the New York Times, the Hong Kong police is saying, meanwhile, that it appears increasingly eager to clear away the crowd, spray tear gas in residential neighborhoods and popular shopping from Nightline District. So there you go. All right, and let's go to the telephone lines and go to the caller that's on the line. And good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jesus Christ, and you missed me again, asshole.
All right, and you know something? Obviously, that's one of those calls that somebody's got a little bit too much to drink or something, which you get them on this. And it's unfortunate because we have the guy's phone number, and, you know, this is call number 3 for him. So 3 strikes and you're out, so good luck on what's going to happen next. But anyway, there is concern about the victims after Epstein's death, if in fact he's dead, because from the New York Post, the millionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein died in an apparent suicide while in federal custody, from the New York Post, a stunning end that's both infuriated and done other things to the people. Now, let me just tell you, let me just tell you that some of the people were minors that are involved here. So consequently, the death by apparent suicide of the politically connected financier couldn't have been scripted better to undermine trust in the law. So there you have it. And I will tell you this, it's going to be interesting as to what happens and how it happens, the prison system. And by the way, did you hear this? YouTube has banned the word Christian in ads for a group seeking to help veterans. Now, the group is called Mighty Oaks Foundation. Look up the word Mighty Oaks. It's a charity providing support and discipline ship to those suffering from wartime trauma. Now, the spokesman for the group, Chad Ribichal, said that we ran a YouTube ad for our veterans ministry outreach for those in need, and it denied the use of the word Christian. Now, censorship, according to this individual, and I concur, should terrify every American conservative or liberal, whether they're Christian or Muslim. This basis is a dangerous course for America. YouTube barring the word Christian on one of their YouTube videos. I would question that, and we're going to find out more about it because it's mightyoakprograms.org. Mighty Oaks, sorry, there's an S on this. mightyoaksprograms.org. I would take a long look at that, and I would see what's going on. Now, the Washington Post has reported, and rightly so, that Universal Pictures has canceled its plan to release The Hunt. That's a satirical thriller about elites who are hunting self-described normal people amidst a series of mass shootings and criticism that the film could increase tensions. By the way, from Focus on the Family's Jim Daly, the cancellation of The Hunt is a victory for common sense and decency. The film, called a satirical social thriller by the studio, also is very disgusting. And it's about time. I was wondering if they'd yank that film off. Because it's just, it has no place. By the way, Bernie Sanders, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger than some of the weirdos you get to call you in the middle of the night, Bernie Sanders says that if he's elected, he'll reveal whether aliens are real. That's the real headline. It's CNN. Now, Sanders was with a podcaster, Joe Rogan, when he said it. He says, if elected, he will let us know all things extraterrestrial, and I wonder if the millennials will feel the burn again in 2020 after things like that. Holy smokes. Holy smokes. And by the way, don't forget, and I'll talk a little bit about more of this in the next segment, don't forget about the police officer, Chris Kelly, and decorated Iraq War veteran running against Ilhan Omar up there in Minnesota, Chris Kelly. I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you more about him. He deserves being talked about. Okay, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Make sure you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. They have a lot of different things there you might be interested in. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, hey, wave at him. Might be Kevin. By the way, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and it'll save you money. All right. The insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays is with us, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Nice talking with you as always, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, we had the first full weekend of preseason football, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And there were some surprises, I suppose, and there were some not surprises, I suppose, right?
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. You know, everybody's just trying to work their second, third string in. Some teams let their first teamers go for the first couple series, and that's pretty much it for them. And then this week they'll go into the second quarter, the veterans, and then the third quarter next week. The following week, the third week's the biggest week of preseason, just to see what you have, because then you go into halftime and then come back out for the third quarter and then see what you have, because those are the two most important series of any game most of the time, Captain. You start the game, you want to put some points on the board, and when you come out in the third quarter, you want to put some points on the board just to set a precedent of what you're going to do for the whole game. So that's pretty much preseason football. Most people don't put much into it. I've seen teams go 4-0 in preseason and then go 2-14. I've seen teams go 0-4 and then go 12-4 in the regular season. It's strictly just a tune-up and get your guys in shape and ready to go.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you. Now, in your mind, with what you saw this weekend, were there surprises that that pleasantly surprised you?
Yeah, Cleveland looked better than I thought they would. Baker Mayfield, they came out like champs. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers came out like champs and looked good. The Giants, they were giving the New York Giants a hard time about drafting the kid Brown with the quarterback slot there, thinking he wasn't as good. Well, that kid went down the field efficiently like an old pro. So that tells me that you know, some of these teams know what they're doing, to say the least, in the front office and making some things happen. I'm surprised Dallas hasn't got these guys signed and sealed and delivered. Also, it was a surprise with Prescott, Zeke Elliott, and you know, just Amari Cooper. I can't believe they can't seem to get a contract situation squared away out there. So that's surprising. Talking about surprises in the NFL, Captain. And then in baseball, I'm surprised that the Oakland A's and Tampa Bay Rays are still both in the wild card playoff hunt.
They're
the two lowest payroll in the league. Go ahead.
The Rays just won their third game in a row against the Seattle Mariners out west, and they're playing San Diego, I believe, three games next. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I'm telling you, the surprise is in. I mean, they're, I don't know exactly, they were 14, what are they now, 16 games over?
That's right, correct.
Unbelievable. So. And they've got a chance again at a solid 90 win, maybe 95, 90 to 95 game season.
Yeah.
Which should, in a normal year, get them in the playoffs. Now, we don't know if it will or not, but it should.
No, I think it would. You'll get the final wild card at 95 wins. I think 90. You still might sneak in. 92, 93 will still do it. It's just they're playing in that tough AL East division with the New York Yankees. And Boston Red Sox, you know, have been off and on this year, but the Rays have played well against them. And the Cleveland Indians are playing some great baseball. And Minnesota, you know, Twins are playing some great baseball. So those are two teams that are really making it happen, Captain.
And the Rays have definitely stepped up to the challenge. I mean, they've been there, and I'm shocked. And same with the Oakland A's, as you said. But the Yankees and the Boston, I believe those are the two. I'm not sure if they're 1-2 or 1-3 because LA's in there somewhere, the Dodgers.
Yeah, no. But, as far as
highest paid, yeah.
Yeah, sure. You ain't kidding. Yeah, it's New York. And then the Dodgers and the Red Sox. So you hit it right on the money. The top three, it's kind of funny. It's not panning out this year. Normally the payroll does dictate that. They still need to have a salary cap.
Why then, Patrick, when you've got a team winning like this, can't they put people in the stands?
Well, you know, I think it comes down to marketing, location of the stadium here in Tampa Bay. You know, they give the Trop a hard time saying it's not a great stadium.
I think it's great.
I think it's a cool place.
I'd rather be in there than outside in the rain and the humidity.
Yeah, exactly, in the heat. Mm-hmm. Most teams are getting into the domes now, especially for baseball. Football, not as much, but I could see football getting into the domes here real soon, too, all of them, because it's just a comforting and nice place for the fan to go. So it's all about the money, Captain, you know, and speaking about the money, you know, that's what I try to do for people every day.
Yep.
You know, help them save money, Cap. And help out the veterans save money, and also civilians, you know, everybody out there. There's ways to save money.
Well, you certainly helped me out, and I'm not afraid to say it, because I did have a gap in there, and you closed that gap to where my payment now is zero on anything I have to do. Zero. Doesn't get any simpler.
No, and it's just not for veterans, too.
And I get my money back on my Medicare. Hello.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just there's programs out there for people, but you have to take advantage of them. And you've worked hard for it, so why not get them?
Sure.
You got to call somebody like me, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052, and I can help you out. I can get you into a program that will save you money on your Medicare, on your Social Security taxes. I can show you how to do some things there on all your taxes with CPAs, and also get you the right insurances to make sure you're protected for your family and yourself. And also get attorneys involved sometimes, Captain, to make sure all your paperwork's in line. People, you gotta plan. You gotta plan. Nobody plans on failing, but if you fail to plan, you are gonna fail. And it's that simple. So please, give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. I'll get you a book, Mission 1 Million. It's a beautiful book to read, easy read. You'll be done with it in a couple days just by spending a couple hours a day. And then you want to call me, we'll sit down for a cup of coffee, or for everybody listening around the country, we can talk on the phone, we can do video conferencing. I can show you how to do some things, simple wealth builder strategies to get you on the path to the right recoveries. So, again, Captain, I appreciate you letting me talk sports with you. Also, let the audience out there know how I can help them.
All right. Well, we will talk to you Friday.
Unless
I see you tomorrow.
You got it. Yes, sir. I might just see you tomorrow. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you very much. Okay, Patrick Highland, that's our buddy there. And he's the insurance quarterback. And on Mondays and Fridays, he becomes the sports quarterback. Now, you know, you're going to hear a lot of things going on today about this Epstein thing. And just kind of take it with a grain of salt. There's stuff all over the Internet. And, I mean, the Internet is what it is. And, boy, you know, this MSNBC thing, saying that it's Attorney General Barr's fault that this happened and all that. No. That's like saying the sky is falling. Okay. I mean, it's nuts. It's crazy. And Joe Biden saying, well, it's the Russians. The Russians did it. Yeah, sure. In your dreams. But here's the thing. This is something that is not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. As we get closer to the election, we've got a bunch of real loons out there on the left side of the aisle that are desperate. They can't get their message across effectively enough to make it stick. As a matter of fact, they're losing ground. They're losing ground. The last function that I went to had more Latino and black participants, leadership participants, church leaders, group leaders, than I had seen in years at any of their functions. So I know their message is not getting across on the left side of the aisle when I see that. So keep your head up, keep your chin up, and remember, on this program, it's all about we the people, and what we can do to keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth on which you want to be. And try as you might, you're not going to silence this person. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America. Have a great day. Stay safe. And remember, it's all about we the people. I'll see you tonight, everybody.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.